Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson. We're discussing last night's Perry City Council meeting. Sven, thank you once again for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
So we have a lot to talk about, and I wanted to start by asking about the current status of the overlay projects, not just the citywide one, but also the one on First Street. So talk a little bit about those separate but related projects.
Sure. So, you know, the in-town overlay project is a city project, and then the First Street or Highway 144 project is a state project with state funding. We are lucky enough that one contractor actually got both jobs on separate contracts, so that's kind of nice to only have that one contractor in town. Both projects are more or less in the same phase of doing some spot patchwork. I know the in-town portion should start paving possibly this week, if not next week, on some portions that they've done some repairs to and are ready to get started on. And then as far as First Street, I know they're continuing to do some patching and some curb repair, and then they'll start paving and possibly restriping that as well.
All right. Now, with First Street in particular, it's good to remind people, I think, that the restriping that you just mentioned is going to bring with it a lane conversion. So remind people about that.
Yep. So with that state project, they're going to be doing a road diet, converting that from a four-lane road section to a three-lane road section with one way of traffic in each direction and a center turn lane. So there's some information out on the city website if you'd like to learn more about that project and kind of what the purpose of that project is.
All right. Now moving from one road project to a different kind of road project in the city, the 28th Street project is moving forward, so talk a little bit about what that project involves.
Sure. So with the construction pending and going forward this year on the east side of 28th Street, we're going to be extending that street through to McKinley. So that street will go all the way from Willis to McKinley and hopefully create a nice thoroughfare through there to get possibly kind of an easier way up around to the north side of town, and also another access point to the high school to hopefully get that out of some residential streets that some people kind of take now to get around that side of town. So as soon as we get a pre-construction meeting, we'll have a better idea of possible schedule timelines and things like that. But a nice project to knock off the list of things to do and finishing out that street.
For sure. And you accepted the bid for the work on that project, and it sounded like, although the bid was a little higher than expected, it was still a good price, correct?
Yes, I think it was 0.13% over the engineer's estimate, definitely within the range of what we were expecting for that, so that's encouraging.
All right. Now, right next to where that project is going to be done, there will actually be a building project, several building projects, in fact, for a developer doing some work out there, including on the Perrywood Apartments. And one of the action items was regarding those apartments and an application that the city is helping them with, correct?
Yeah, so all that was a letter or resolution of support for their tax credit application. This certain tax credit is one that has been basically spoken for several years, as it's been so popular and such a good program. So with this year's state funding, they were able to put more money into that program to help housing in more rural communities, which Perry obviously is a perfect opportunity for. So this program is actually one that we've been kind of waiting on the sidelines for additional funding to, so that we could find a project and apply for that funding for something in Perry. So it was great that this developer is able to apply for that, and I know the state looks favorably upon Perry with all the work that we've done around town, so hopefully we can help them be successful in their application for that project. And that project is kind of phase one of three phases. So the phase one is that first 30-unit apartment building, phase two is the second 30 units, and then phase three is about 40 units of single family and duplex homes. So we're looking forward to getting that project all built out and hopefully all filled up with some new residents or residents moving into a new place.
All right. Just a couple more things that I wanted to ask you about today. The latest on the McCreary Center, that's a project that's ongoing, obviously. So talk a little bit about how that project is currently going.
Yeah, so kind of one of the bright spots during this whole pandemic has been that, unfortunately, we had to close the McCreary Center during this time. But luckily, the contractor was able to kind of take over the whole building and speed up the timeline on their project. So instead of having to kind of piecemeal their way through and not completing until like November, they're actually looking at a mid-August completion time. So mid-August is when we're probably looking at reopening the rec center, fully renovated and ready to go for everybody. So not entirely sure exactly the timing on that or what that will look like as it reopens, but we're all definitely very excited to have that place reopened. I did a little bit of a walkthrough, and I am really just ecstatic about how great everything looks, and I think the public will be really impressed with how well this project is coming out.
All right. Now, one last thing I want to ask you about today. I would be remiss to not discuss COVID-19 with you, considering it's ongoing and on everyone's mind still. So talk a little bit more about the city's current response to the coronavirus and the potential for opening city offices and buildings.
Yeah, so we're still very closely monitoring the situation in Dallas County and analyzing what's going on in Perry the best we can. Right now, our tentative plan is to relax some of our regulations around June 1st, mostly regarding some of the parks. But again, a lot of that depends on what the governor releases on her emergency declarations. But assuming that she releases restrictions on playgrounds and things like that, we'll probably allow playgrounds to reopen along with the basketball courts, tennis courts, things like that, just for leisure play, but still not really looking towards any official team sports or contact play in those areas, just to keep encouraging social distancing and things like that. We've also been discussing with the library starting to accept back library materials. For the last couple of months, they've been doing their curbside pickup, but not taking back any of the items until we have a clear picture of a safe and responsible way to accept those items back. So looking around June 1st for both of those, and then looking around maybe closer to July 1st for reopening some of our other facilities to the public. Still not entirely sure what that looks like, if it's just completely open, or I know some places are doing more of a by appointment basis, things like that. So we're kind of still assessing our options, trying not to get ahead of ourselves on anything, make sure we want to open things back up in a safe manner that not only protects the public and public health, but also protects our employees from unnecessary exposures. So more to come on that. Still kind of a work in progress every day. It kind of ebbs and flows a little bit based on the information we're able to get. So definitely stay tuned for more to come on that.
All right. Well, Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
Yeah, just a couple things. Actually, wanted to remind everybody about our Memorial Day closures and route changers. Obviously, closures look a little bit different this year since everything is already closed, but things are still accessible online that day, so you can apply for permits and all of that good stuff. But garbage routes will be changing. Monday's route will be picked up on Tuesday, and Tuesday's route will be picked up on Wednesday, and there will be no yard waste pickup on that Wednesday next week. So just keep that in mind. Also, just want to remind everybody, with all of the construction going on First Street and then throughout the neighborhoods, to just keep a extra eye out for those construction workers and construction going on. So just try and keep an eye out, make sure everybody stays safe, and that's construction all around town, as well as all of our regular employees out taking care of public spaces as well. So just keep an eye out and keep everybody safe.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Sven, and for all the information. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Sven Peterson. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.